brought to you by Penguin.
The Little Book of Calm for New Mums. Written and read by Anna Martha.
About Anna. I'm a psychotherapist, a best-selling author, and a mum of two boys and a girl living in Surrey. I am passionate about taking therapy out of the therapy room. I love sharing my personal and professional experience to support fellow mums through motherhood. Over the years, I have realised just how much we judge and criticise ourselves for feeling anything other than happy and grateful. Sure, babies bring us much gratitude and joy, but also a boatload of other feelings too. It can often feel like a vulnerable thing to do, to start honest conversations about the highs and lows, the mundane and the challenges along the way in early motherhood. Judgment, shame and guilt are hurdles preventing us from connecting authentically with others. My hope is that, as you read these pages, you'll feel heard, understood, and increasingly confident in both facing and sharing the feelings of motherhood. For your feelings are no reflection on the love you have for your baby. And the sooner we find compassion and understanding for ourselves, the more confidence we will find in seeking it from and offering it to others. So, wave goodbye to destructive self-judgment and say hello to life-affirming self-compassion. How to use this book. If I were to sit with you on your sofa, make you a cup of tea and support you through the feelings that come with being a new mum, these would be the things I'd say. Whether you need some quick grounding or compassion, or you want to untangle a feeling, flick to a page for a moment of support and calm. You'll find a quick takeaway mantra should you be tight on time, which you can repeat for some comfort in the moment. You'll also find an action tip, and then I'll suggest three other topics you can flick to should you want to explore things more deeply. Angry. Anger and rage point to unexpressed, unvalidated emotion and repeatedly unmet needs. Sometimes I feel like the inside of my core holds some red-hot lava. It can lie dormant or it can be bubbling away, coming out in spurts of irritation at something that wouldn't normally bother me that much. Perhaps a badly timed doorbell, a message requiring something from me in a moment I'm busy, something dropped or scraped. Or the lava can erupt, flooding out in a physical and emotional way that makes me want to throw or break something, run away or scream. I've roared like a lioness in my kitchen when I've hit breaking point after a day of tantrums and screaming. Anger is a very active emotion, and an outburst can lead to feelings of shame and guilt. So what do you do with anger and rage when you're a mum? It's an emotion so many of us, including myself, feel an increase of in motherhood. Here are my three approaches to when you feel the rage. Number one, compassion. Always start with compassion. You are not a bad person. I repeat, you are not a bad person for feeling a normal human emotion. A taboo one, perhaps. I'm trying to change that, but a normal one. There will be a reason you feel this way. You don't need to shame and criticize yourself. You need gentleness and comfort. Anger and rage are often pointers to unexpressed, unvalidated emotion and repeatedly unmet needs. You have a baby, and it's likely that in loving them as you do so well, you've forgotten to care for yourself too. In meeting their needs, you've overlooked yours. In responding to their feelings, you've nudged yours aside. This isn't about fault or doing it wrong. It's just a common narrative we so often live to, that to love is to overlook ourselves. Number two, talk it out.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?